Listen to this.
This is, I think, an honest mistake. My wife was out of town for a week. She gets home. We throw her bags down. We get to the bed. And to add a little, shall I say, lubrication, I went to get what I thought was lotion. Well, she has had recent dental work done that requires a special brand of toothpaste that comes in a tube that looks like lotion. So I picked that up, and I squirted it on my hand and elsewhere and went to town for about 3 seconds. And it was like a firebomb exploded. Not just on me, but in her.
My ears are bleeding. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
And it's like, from that day forward, the joke has been, well, you got to brush your wife's teeth tonight. And then it got to the point of, what if she got it? People are asking her at work, and hey, Tommy, brush your teeth last night? And she got to the point, if she goes, say that it caused a bladder infection or something, and she had to go to the hospital, what would you put down as symptoms?
I will say,
I got toothpaste in my face.
Yes.
Good gracious. What?
You imagine being a gynecologist, one of these big squirt bottles where you squirt the lotion out of, in one of these real little fancy toothpaste things.
That's not like I went and picked up a tube of Crest or something.
Oh, you know, it's not a bad idea, my boy. We ought to try to tickle.
Don't do it.
Trust me, that's don't do it.
Because the toothpaste is very expensive.
And it felt like Bengay.
Oh, my good gracious.
So the moral of the story, you move the tube, right?
We're going to go hillbilly and not brush our teeth.
And scene.
Next caller.
Well, they've all hung up now.
Oh, my God.
and, of course, it's going to be the first thing I do Monday. I tell the story when I get back on the air, and my wife's driving to work going, you stupid son of a bitch. You stupid. Do you know how much I'm going to hear today?
Oh, my gosh. I'm just.
Listen, this is a lot.
Did you get any credit?